It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, you might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor, welcome to this neighborhood. A friend of mine, who is a Native American of the Apache tribe, loaned this basket to me, and I wanted you to see it. I think it's so beautiful to think that somebody made this. My friend has it near the door of his home, and he tells me that having such a basket near your door is like telling anybody who comes to visit you, put your burdens down here and come inside. Isn't that wonderful? Put all your worries and scaries and anything that bothers you in the basket and spend some time with me. I've asked Mr. McFeely to find some other baskets, some different kinds that I could show you. There are many, many kinds in the world, just like there are many different people in the world, and each one is special. You are my friend, you are special. You are my friend, you're special to me. You are the only one like you, my friend. I like you in the daytime, in the nighttime, any time that you feel's the right time for a friendship with me, you see. F-R-I-E-N-D, special. You are my friend. You're special to me. There's only one in this wonderful world. You are special. You surely are. Oh, maybe that's Mr. McFeely now. Talk about special. He's a special friend, isn't he?
Speedy delivery.
Mr. McFeely.
I hope these are the things you wanted.
The different baskets.
Yes, and some other things I thought you'd like.
Oh, you always give people extra things, Mr. McFeely.
Well, it's fun to think about what might be fun for somebody else.
Mm-hmm. I think maybe that's why we like you so much. Well, you're always thinking about other people. Won't you come in and watch these with me?
You know, business is booming today.
Oh, is it?
But I wanted to make sure that you saw this announcement. Here, I'll hold the basket.
Oh, thank you. Oh, Special Olympics.
Well, that's right. It is. I took some time out and watched the children do their activities.
Oh, I enjoy seeing them. This looks like Alicia Romano here.
Well, it is, and she's really fast in the wheelchair race.
Oh, I would like to see her do that.
Well, you can. Rick Agretto said you can come over anytime. In fact, they're practicing in the big school gym today.
Oh, good. Well, maybe we'll just do that.
All right, there's your delivery. Speedy delivery to you.
Thank you, Mr. McFeely.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
I'm glad to see what you've brought here. Let's take a look at these now. There do seem to be more than baskets here, but here's a tiny basket to begin with. What a little basket that is. There's a basket. All different ones. Imagine people making Oh, here's one made of strips of paper. Wonder who wove that basket. Here's a larger one. That's colorful, isn't it? Now, what is this that he's put in for basketball? Oh, Mr. McFeely, he has such good ideas. Here's a larger one without a handle. Somebody wove that too. What's this? Well, I guess you try to get this into here. He knows I'm interested in games. Whoops. In and out. That's fun. Yeah. I think that I would like to go see the people at the Special Olympics. And I was thinking, as I saw all of these baskets, are there any of these baskets that you like the best? You know, they're all different ones. Each person would probably choose a different combination to like the best. That's because each person is different from every other person in the world. Mm-hmm. Yet we're all persons. You're a person. Your mom and dad are persons. If you have a sister or brother, they're persons. Your friend is a person. Each person in the Special Olympics is a person. Each person in the world is a person. Well, I'd like you to see some of the practice of the Special Olympics in our neighborhood. And they have all sorts of athletic sports, and they work long and hard to be able to get to be in those games. So let's just go over to that big high school gym together. Come along. Hello, Rick.
Hi, Fred.
I'd like to know my television neighbor, Rick Agretto.
Hi.
There's lots going on here today.
There's a lot of activity going on here, Fred, today, according to the athlete's abilities.
Oh, my.
Way to go, Bobby Allen. Yes. Excellent.
They seem so energetic.
Yes, they do. They're great.
You know, on that brochure that you gave me, I saw Alicia Romano's picture. Is she here?
As a matter of fact, Fred, she is. She's right over here. Shall we go see her?
Sure, I'd like to see
her.
A lot of clapping.
A lot of enthusiasm here today.
Oh, here are the push-ups. Here's Alicia.
Three. Very good, Alicia. Oh, that was very good.
Hi, Alicia. It's Fred Rogers here. Hi. What have you been doing, push-ups? Boy, you do them well, Alicia. You're getting ready to do something else today, are you? What are you going to do?
Wheelchair race.
The wheelchair race. And where will that be? Over that way. Is it okay if we come over and see you a little later? Good. Okay. We'll see you there. Oh, that's hard work, those push-ups, isn't
that's
it?
It's very hard work for Alicia, but she's an outstanding athlete. She tries her best. Fred, I'd like to show you something over here. Let's
go
over here.
Okay.
That's good.
Oh, that
very
looked...
Very good. Nice job.
Come on, Bobby.
I got it.
He has it. There you
good
go.
For
good,
you,
Robert.
Bro.
Okay, good job.
Looks difficult.
You know, Fred, it is difficult, but these kids train so hard and feel so good about themselves when they do it well.
Hey, good for you.
Fred, there's another activity I'd like us to go see.
Okay, fine. What is this? balance beam?
This is the balance beam, Fred. These kids are doing compulsory routines as their practice prior to their meet.
Who's this?
That's Tara Decker.
Tara. She must really like this.
She loves it.
Because the things you like to do, you seem to do best.
I believe that's very true.
But you've always been interested in this kind of work, haven't you?
I really have been. I love sport, but this is a special kind of sport. And to be able to provide special training and competition for these athletes and to be able to see the joy and their self-esteem improved brings a lot of joy to me.
It's wonderful. So. Does it ever feel as if you might fall off that thing?
Yeah.
Does it? Is it fun, though?
Yeah.
It is fun?
Yeah.
I sometime would like to try it myself, I think.
Can't you try it?
Pardon me?
Can't you try it?
Could I try it?
Yeah.
Well, we'll see. Maybe I could try it. Do you think it'd be all right if I tried it?
If you'd want to, sure.
Could you show me? Would you show me what to do? Okay.
As soon as Gary's done, and he's close to being
done,
you could give it a try.
All right.
Hakeem, are you going to show Mr. Rogers what to do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Will you? Will you both show me what to do?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
What time you want to leave?
Oh, well, I don't have to leave. Oh, good. Good, Gary.
We're going to have... Debbie, we're going to have Mr. Rogers try this.
Hi, Debbie. I'm Fred Rogers.
Hi, I'm Debbie.
You're a coach here, are you?
Yes, I am.
Now, how do you start this? You're going to help me?
Top one.
And then what do you do?
Kick
like that? Oh, my. Oh, that feels like you're going to fall off. And you don't have to hold on to anybody, do you?
Down.
Pardon me? Down.
Yeah, get up. Get up.
Oh, boy. And then we'll come back. Thanks for holding on. I don't know how you do this without holding.
Look at me. You know.
Down? Okay. Thank you for helping me.
That was great, Fred.
Who's next?
Fred, the wheelchair race, I believe, is about to begin, and Alicia's in that.
Oh, okay.
Why don't we go see her?
Fine.
Okay.
Thanks for helping me, everybody. See you later. They do great work.
They do. We're ready to start the wheelchair race.
Good. I'll watch here.
Okay.
Get set. Go!
Let's go, let's go. Come on, hurry. Go, go, Alicia.
Alicia, I was watching you the whole time. How do you feel about that?
My arm's starting to get tired.
You know, there are a lot of people who are proud of you.
Yes.
And I'm one of them.
Yes.
Now, you've been practicing this wheelchair race,
yeah.
And when you go to the actual Olympic Games, the Special Olympic Games, you'll be in the wheelchair race,
yes.
Won't you?
Yes.
Are you looking forward to that?
Yes.
That'll be a busy day,
yes.
Won't it?
You can fire right.
Oh, you can even turn it that way. Can you come the whole way around? Any wonder you can race well.
Yeah, got fire right.
I've got that right.
Excuse me, Fred, we're about ready to begin the next race.
Oh, okay, Rick. Well, I think I'm going to have to go back to my place. Good to be with you, Alicia. And congratulations
thanks.
To you. And thank you so much, Rick.
Well, thank you,
good
Fred.
To be with
good
you.
Good to see you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Mr. Rogers.
Bye, Alicia. Thank you. lot of hard work by the players and the planners of those Special Olympics. Did you notice all the athletes' friends who were watching and cheering them on? Those Special Olympics athletes give a lot of pleasure to other people by doing as well as they possibly can. I really enjoyed that visit. That's the real neighborhood. Now let's have some make-believe. Trolley. Last time in the neighborhood of make-believe, Daniel Tiger and Randy Caribou, you know, the visiting reindeer, were both sad because they weren't on anybody's ball team. But Chef Brockett suggested that they make up a team of their own, the Reindeer Tiger Team. Well, that sounded so good to Prince Tuesday and Anna Platypus that they wanted to be on the team too, even though they weren't reindeers or tigers. So they came up with the suggestion that they could have a boy-girl reindeer-tiger team. Let's pretend some more about that now in the neighborhood of make-believe.
Here we go round the mulberry bush, the mulberry bush, the mulberry bush. Here we go round the mulberry bush so early in the morning.
Want to go round the mulberry bush, Trolley? Okay, but you're welcome anytime.
This is the way we wash our face, wash our face, wash our face. This is the way we wash our face so early in the morning.
Assembled congregation, I presume?
Correct as usual, King Friday.
What is going on out here?
Oh, we're just having fun, Uncle Friday.
There are more important things to do than having fun.
Oh, what do you need your handyman to do, sire?
Certainly not jump around some mulberry bush.
Oh, we just had some free time and we're enjoying ourselves.
You never know when your phone will ring, Miss Polificate.
My beeper will tell me when I'm needed.
Your beeper?
It's this new device. It's the latest.
Is that the beeper?
It is. The castle phone is ringing. Excuse me all.
Oh, well then, farewell, Mr.
Would you like to play Here We Go Round the Mulberry Bush, King Friday?
What was that you said, Bob Dog?
I was just wondering, would you like to play Here We Go Round the Mulberry Bush with us? We have lots of room.
Certainly. I don't think,
Try it, King Friday.
Does it take a great deal of expertise?
Well, no, we'll be glad to show you how.
I've never done it, you know.
Come with me, Uncle Friday.
Well, if you insist.
We'll teach you, sire.
Sure.
The mulberry bush, the mulberry bush, the mulberry bush. Here we go round the mulberry bush so early in the morning. This is the way we have some fun, have some fun, have some fun. This is the way we have some fun so early in the morning.
It looks like you're all having a grand time.
It was a pleasant moment in the day of a king.
You see, you can have fun, Friday.
Pleasant moments, perhaps.
Whatever you want to call it, dear. I just love seeing your face light up like that.
Yes.
When you love somebody, you love to see them having fun.
Yeah. Well, now, on with our day.
Would it be possible for you to help me with something, Handyman Negro?
Oh, of course, Your Majesty.
You may both depart.
Thank you, sire.
See you later, dear.
Yes, farewell.
You're really good at Mulberry Bush, King Friday.
That was my first time.
Whoa. You mean you never played Here We Go Round the Mulberry Bush before?
I was never invited before.
Uncle Friday, I didn't know that.
This is quite difficult for me to talk about.
You mean not playing Here We Go Around the Mulberry Bush?
I mean having fun and games.
It's hard for you to talk about.
When I was a young prince, I was not very fine at playing games. So when it came time for people to choose their teams, nobody
Anybody ever... for a game?
Oh, we were just having a serious conversation with Uncle Friday, Randy.
Mr. Caribou, I presume?
Right you are, Uncle Friday.
Uncle Friday.
Correct as usual, King Friday.
Very good.
What did you all say you were talking about?
About getting chosen to play on teams.
Oh. Daniel and I have a team. The Reindeer Tiger Team.
Reindeer Tiger Team?
That's it. I'm a reindeer, and he's a tiger. But Prince Tuesday and Anna wanted to be on it, so now it's a boy-girl reindeer tiger team.
King Friday, what was it you were saying about people choosing teams?
Sometimes it makes people sad when nobody chooses them.
That's for sure. No one ever chose me. I was all paws. I really didn't play very well.
You either?
Me either.
You could be on our team if you like, Bob Dog.
But I'm not a boy or a girl or a reindeer or a tiger.
We'll make it the dog, boy, girl, reindeer, tiger team.
You do that?
Sure. You can do anything you want when you're playing and having fun. Mm-hmm. Just so long as you don't hurt anybody.
Oh, no.
Could you ever have a woman on the team?
You know some woman who wants to be on our team?
This one.
You're on. let's see. What are we called now?
Woman, dog, boy, girl, reindeer, tiger team.
Would it be possible to place a king on that team?
You mean you would, King Friday? I was afraid to ask.
That's the trouble. Everybody's afraid to ask. Kings are human, too.
Why, Uncle Friday...
Nobody ever asked me to be on a team before.
Not you either?
Not I either.
Well, I'm asking you. How about being on our king, woman, dog, boy, girl, reindeer, tiger team?
I accept.
I'll go ask Miss Polyphagan and Handy.
And yeah. Queen Sarah, if she likes.
What a team this is going to be.
I didn't know you felt that way too, King Friday.
Yes, come inside, Bob Dog. We will talk about those feelings. You may come too, Mr. Caribou.
This way, Mr. Caribou.
That's one way to make a team. Whoever wants to play can play. And they put their name on the team. But King Friday and Bob Dog were remembering times when people were playing some game and they didn't want them to play. That made the King and Bob Dog really sad. I remember some times like that. I'm gonna put this over here and show you something. Easy. Yeah. I remember a time that I wasn't too good at playing basketball. No. And nobody wanted me on their team. You know, it's easy putting it in like this, but it's really tough when you're this size trying to get it in. Yeah. I remember one day, though, somebody took a chance and asked me to be on his team. And I made a good basket, and I felt really fine about that. I really did. We'll think more about the king, woman, dog, boy, girl, reindeer, tiger team next time. King, woman, dog, boy, girl, reindeer, tiger team. Ba-dum, ba-dum, ba-dum. Want to be on the team, Fish? Bum, 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 so early in the morning. What do you suppose is going on inside the castle right now? Inside the tree right now? inside the museum right now. What do you suppose is going on inside the platypus mound right now? And maybe Daniel's clock, too. Fun to think about that, isn't it? I mean, when you're by yourself, you could be thinking about, what do you suppose is going on in the neighborhood of make-believe? And make up your own stories about that. Gives me a good feeling to be able to show you and talk with you about important things and things that are fun. I like to think that you're making up your own kind of fun, the kind that doesn't hurt you or anybody else. Nothing's fun if it hurts anybody in any way. But what a good feeling it is when you're able to have fun with your friends. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. Now, one of the things you do when you have a lot of things that you have played with is that you put them back. Now, these are things I need to take back to Mr. McFeely. Yeah. And this I need to take back to my friend so he can put it outside his home and people can put their burdens in there and come and visit with him. You know, you make each day a special day for me by just your being yourself. You and your family and friends are such special people, and people can like you exactly as you are. I'll be back next time. Bye.
People who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
This is PBS.